Good evening. It's time now for Radio K-Man's Local Sports. I'm Dion Anglin. A new licensing approach for active netball coaches starts in January of next year. In 2020, all practicing netball coaches in the Cayman Islands will need to be registered and licensed as an active coach. The first phase of the two training programs was completed on September 29th of this year, with five currently practicing coaches participating. Cayman Netball's president, Lucille Seymour, says SENA is proud to be able to offer this new and pioneering approach in the Cayman Islands.
I think it's time that the Cayman Islands Netball own its coaches in terms of having them properly certified so that our children and our netball and those who do netball will get the best in terms of training and upskilling. And I want to say how happy I am to have launched this and to know that has become a reality.
If you're interested in becoming a licensed active netball coach in Cayman, contact Cayman Netball at candw.ky. The Pirates Week Charity Golf Classic is almost here. The annual sporting event doubles as a fundraiser and encourages teams to play for some very high stakes, including a brand new car, while being entertained by swashbuckling pirates along the fairway. Pirates Week General Manager is Melanie McField. She says Pirates Week truly has something for everyone to enjoy.
This year's Charity Golf Classic promises to be loads of fun. And for us, it's about bringing people together to celebrate what Cayman has to offer and providing another great opportunity for people to show their community spirit while having fun.
The tournament is set for Friday, October 25th at the North Sound Golf Course. Cayman Islands Fencing's got a new staff on board its federation. Ian Lenhart is the new coach for fencing here on island, bringing his expertise from the United States. Speaking on Radio Cayman Sports Extra, Lenhart explains what it takes to be a good fencer.
It's definitely the discipline to be able to practice frequently. Fencing is a lot about learning the techniques. You know, it's not something that you inherently know how to do.
Right.
Whether it be the parries, the attacks, those are all things that are going to be very new to you.
Okay.
And a lot of it is just repetition. You need to practice a lot. You need to practice frequently. So it's just the discipline of being able to stick to workout regimen.
Fencing is a group of three related combat sports. The three disciplines in modern fencing are the foil, the epee, and the saber. And winning points are made through the weapon's contact with an opponent. And the deputy governor encourages the people of the community to take part in the Breeze Fusion Fun Run. With just a few weeks to go, the Honorable Franz Mandison is sticking to his vision, which is to have a healthier, more active, and more socially engaged community.
Please join me on November the 2nd for the Breeze Fusion 5K. Cayman, it is so very important that we keep fit, but also serve our community and give back to our community. The Breeze Fusion 5K allows us to come out, have a great time, great fellowship, and support a worthy charity. I'll see everyone on November the 2nd.
This year, Breeze Fusion introduced an extra 10K for fitness enthusiasts. The 5K and 10K run and 5K walk will take place on Saturday, November 2nd on Grand Cayman, and 5K walk and run on Saturday, November 30th on Cayman Brac. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's Local Sports. For this Saturday evening, I'm Dion Anglin.